about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Oh, it's going to be a good show today. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Good day to all you great stewards of the land. My guests arrived early, and that's better yet. It's going to be a fun day on the show today. First of all, let's see what the weather's doing in western Oklahoma and the eastern Texas Panhandle. 68 at Hollis, 66 at Arnett, 63 at Woodward, 61 at the May Ranch, 61 at Helena, 65 at Slapout, and then let's see what's happening out here in the Texas Panhandle. Basically the same thing, 65 at Lipscomb, McLean is 63, Odell is 67, and Wellington, Texas is 67 degrees. So anyway, had a great weekend. We got lots of ag news today. I got a special guest in the studio with me today, Mr. Eddie Cape. He's just an old cowboy from western Oklahoma. Is that the best way to describe you, sir? Anyway, we got him in here. He lives here in Elk City. He makes belt buckles and spurs, but he's a cowboy from out here in the days, and we'll talk more about that later on coming up in the show. First of all, any great stories that went on this weekend? I had a great weekend. My brother-in-law, Dr. David Emmett from Kansas City, came down and played in the Bob with me. And the Bob was over there at Serra, Oklahoma, at the Serra National. And we had a good time. I played with Blake and Gabe here in the studio. Bad as I hate to do this, I got to brag on my boss, Gabe. He was on fire this weekend. He's got his game going pretty good. So he was the MVP of our team this weekend, even though I made the most putts. And so anyway, I had to throw that one in there. But David come down from Kansas City, and he got to see what goes on out here in rural western Oklahoma. A big shout out and a big huge thank you to the Department of Ag here in the state of Oklahoma. As you guys know, a few weeks ago, the hogs got in there and just totally destroyed my corn crop. And the Oklahoma Department of Ag trapper come in and did a great job. We got 27 of them, four alpha sows, basically two main alphas, but two smaller alphas, and some younger pigs, got them done. David got to see that, what happens and the damage that's done by hogs and stuff. And then a big shout out to everybody over at Sayre. You know, pretty much everybody that played in that Bob golf tournament is from western Oklahoma, and somehow or another they relate to ag. They're in the business, banking, farmers, ranchers, ag suppliers, vendors, the whole nine yards. They did it. We had a great turnout. A lot of questions get asked about the Bob. What is the Bob? Who's it named after? Is it the Bobby Martin? Is that his tournament? No, kind of. He's one of the board members over at Sayre, but no, we just started a couple years ago at Sayre, tournament called the Bob. We named it after him because he was the one who's wanting to have a two-day tournament, but now he doesn't get the proceeds from it. The golf course does, and the players and stuff. Good turnout, lots of prize money. Thank you, Barbara Dyson, and thank you, Cud, for cooking. Barbara Dyson provided the refreshments out on the to be hydrated out there on the golf course. And big shout out to Great Plains National Bank, Great Plains Bank, and Momentum Transports here in out of Elk City, and Brian Austin, those guys. And then we also had Nathan from the Wheeler General Store. They were our main sponsors and did a great job. So anyway, enough about the golf tournament. Let's see what's happening in the markets right now. First of all, we'll start see what happened on Sunday night. Wheat futures were lower in overnight trading, and they're still lower today. and emit approving conditions in U.S. growing areas. I think it was already done here. As much as 6 times the normal amount of rain has fallen in parts of southeastern Colorado, southwestern Kansas, areas in the Oklahoma and Texas Panhandle, and western Oklahoma in the past 2 weeks, according to the data from the National Weather Services. But I guess it was just a little bit late. About 26% of the U.S. winter crop was in good or excellent condition at the start of last week, according to the Department of Agriculture. That was down 1 percentage point from last year. 18% of the crop was headed as of April 28th, up from 10% a week earlier in the prior five-year average of 14%. The USDA is scheduled to release an updated report on crop conditions coming up this afternoon, and I'll have that for you tomorrow. Soybeans were modestly higher in overnight trading after last week's export sales report showed improved weekly demand for U.S. supplies. Corn futures were little changed, with prices pressured by 2 cancellations of orders of U.S. grain. China canceled orders of 233,000 metric tons and 327,000 metric tons, the government said last week. Wheat for July delivery overnight dropped 7 cents to 626 and 3/4 cents a bushel on the Chicago Board of Trade, while in Kansas City, the futures were down 9 and 3/4 cents to 766 and a half a bushel. Soybean futures for July delivery rose 3 cents to 1422 and a half cents a bushel. Soy meal was up 40 pennies to 432.80 a short ton, while soybean oil fell 38 to 51.29 a pound. Corn futures for July delivery were down 0.25 cents, $5.84.5 a bushel. All right, let's see what's happening in the weather and the ag belt we got going on here in the farmland. Dry weather is expected in parts of northern Minnesota this afternoon and evening amid strong winds and low humidity. Winds in the northern half of the state are expected to be sustained 15 to 25 miles an hour with gusts up to 35. Just a normal day in western Oklahoma there. The humidity will drop as low as 20%. Any fires that ignite might spread rapidly and become difficult to control. In the southern plains, down here where we're at, meanwhile, isolated thunderstorms may form over the Oklahoma and Texas Panhandle today and tonight. Severe weather isn't expected. More storms are likely in the region Tuesday through Thursday, and we'll discuss that a little more coming up on our Long Ranger. But we do have a few shots of rain this week and a lot of shots of rain coming up next week. Okay, let's see what the market's doing exactly right now. Let me update it from 20 minutes ago. Corn for May, 634. July is 578. Soybeans for May, 1447. July 14-18, soybeans for May 434.10, July is 431.70. Hard red winter wheat's taking a pretty good hit today. May 792, July 754. Oats are at, for May and July, are basically anywhere from 303 to 304. Cotton is up just a hair today, but it's still hanging in there in the 80 cent a pound range. July is 80 cents, October is 81 cents. And the rich keep getting richer. Sugar, number 11, July, 26, almost 27 cents a pound. So anyway, crude oil for in West Texas is 75.47 for June, and natural gas is just right around 231. Looks like the only thing that's really not in the red today is the S&P, the NASDAQ, and Dow, and they're all up pretty nicely today. So anyway. We're going to take a Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association break because it is today, Monday, and it is the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Happy Cap Hour, all hour. When we come back, I'll give you a little bit of update on the cattle, live and the feeders, and we'll get started with Mr. Eddie, see what's happening over here. So anyway, I think he's coming out with a book, the last I heard. We'll see how that goes. He wants me to be the author, or he's going to be the author. He wants me to write it for him, I heard, through the grapevine. But we'll figure out if that's true or not when we get him back on the show here in a little bit. So anyway, we'll take a break. We'll be right back.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. It was 30 years old. A gentleman brought in a 30-year-old ratchet that quit working, and they replaced it. No questions asked. 30 years old, and they replaced it. Just like that. Napa Auto Parts offers a lifetime warranty on all their tools. They stand behind their products, and they take care of the people who buy them.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
The business I've done with Oilfield, they got to see your face. They got to see somebody coming in to see them, whether it's weekly, biweekly, monthly, whatever the customer prefers, that's what we're going to do. We sell all types of industrial hose and fittings. Hydraulic hose, Oilfield suction hose, lay flat hose, all types of fittings, hydraulic fittings, Camlock fittings. We also carry black pipe fittings, air brake fittings for semis, brass ball valves. In the Oilfield, sometimes you get a call for a crazy, hey, can you get this? And you go find it for them. Oilfield or agriculture. So if your farmer need a hose built, you can come in. We'll build it. You're an Oilfield customer and need us to come out and see you, we'll come out and see you and take an order or pick up a hose, build it, bring it back to you. My company is American Hose and Supply. Come by and see us at 2111 South Main, Elk City, Oklahoma, in Camrock Building next to Fred's, or call me at 580-821-4413. 821-4413.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards Weekly Cattle Sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Our company is called Flow Fuel. We deliver fuel to farmers and ranchers around western Oklahoma. So the other side of our business is we fuel fracs. We have an automated system that we fuel fracs. We go through so much volume of diesel that we get a good price on it. It's just like anything. The more you buy, the cheaper the price. So we buy so much volume that we get a better price, and we're allowed to move that over to the ranchers and farmers. Our whole thought process was, you know, we're making money with this. Let's start fueling some farmers and move that price break over to them. Yes, price is the first thing, but reliability, knowing that when you call and ask someone to show up, they show up, do what they say. I really am prideful about doing what I say. I want to always be there. I want people to call me and know that I'm going to show up and do what I say.
My name is Jamie Washburn.
My name is Daniel Bennett. Our company is called Flow Fuel. Call 339-8111.
Call 339-8111.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun day in here with Mr. Eddie in here. We're going to, it's kind of, our ratings are either going to go way up or way down. So anyway, Wellington, Texas, currently you're at 66 degrees, humidity's 24, dew point's 29. The wind is out of the southeast at 9 miles an hour with wind gusts right now at 12. Peak wind gusts so far today is 15. It's a beautiful day out there. That's all I can tell you. Month-to-date precipitation, zero, because today is the first day of the month. And happy May, anyway, if we're in the month of May. Red flag minutes, zero. Sub-freezing minutes, zero. I was looking up north there. You guys got pretty, didn't get close to 32, but you was in the 35 to 37 range around Camargo and up in that area, especially along the river. 8-inch soil temperature in Wellington, Texas is 61 degrees. All right, let's see what's happening with the live and feeders. They're all in the red today. Not a lot, but a little bit. June, 164.87. August, 162.75. October, 167.02. December, 171.22. And feeder cattle for May, 210.07. August is 35 lean hogs for May, 79.02, June 89.57, and July is 91.47. One more quick thing before we get to Mr. Eddie. Here's your summaries from the livestock auctions in Texas and Oklahoma. Last week I did Oklahoma first. We'll go with Texas this week. Total receipts in Texas was 63.09. Last reported last week, 74.08. And a year ago was 57.76. Compared to last week, feeder steers and heifers mostly steady to $4 higher. Trade was fairly active on good demand. Much needed rain swept across the area, but was feast or famine on areas lucky enough to get it. Rain reports ranged from 0.10 to 2 inches. Supply included 89% feeder cattle, 10% slaughter, and 1% replacement. A few of the numbers that was coming in there, let's do some 3 to 4 range, anywhere from 258 to 317. 309 was actually the average on the 3 to 4 weights. 4 to 5 range was anywhere from 244 to 298. And 5 to 6 range was 219 up to 270. Pretty good. 274 actually on steers. And then the 6 to 7 weights, anywhere from 204 to 220 was the top end in Texas. Okay, let's see what happened in Oklahoma. Compared to last week, feeder steers steady to $2 higher. Feeder heifers steady to $3 higher. Demand remains good for feeder cattle. Steer calves mostly steady. Instance, some $5 lower. Heifer calves 1 to 3 higher. Demand moderate to good for calves. Finally, good rains fell across most of the state, given a slight dent in the drought in the west. More rain is expected and more rains needed as far as I'm concerned. Slaughter cows sold steady, slaughter bulls $2 higher. Demand moderate to good for slaughter cows, good for replacement cows. Supply included 89% feeder cattle, 10% slaughter, 1% replacement. And of those 1% replacement, 78% of them were bred cows. 25,325 heads sold last week in Oklahoma at the sale barns, compared to 32,000 the week before and 28,000 a year ago. Let's just check out a few of these numbers here. 3 to 4 weights in Oklahoma was anywhere from 271 to 319. 4 to 5 weights was looks like 280 was top end. On the 5 to 6 weights, 268 was top end there. And 6 to 7 weights looked like 242 was high end. And then the 7 to 8 weights, they had some, actually a bunch, that sold in the 220 to 223.50 range. So there you have it. All right, in the studio with me right now is the world famous Mr. Eddie Cape. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you so much. A pleasure to be here.
Well, tell everybody that doesn't know you, which probably ain't very many, who are you? Who are you, Eddie?
I'm just a old cowboy, just trying to get by, you know. I'm up in my 80s now, and I've worked for Walt for 25 years, and Mr. Mary, of course, Sager, and now I've got a business. I make spurs and bits and buckles, and a lot of people got to give kadoos to, but I can't remember them all.
Well, no. So when did you become a cowboy?
Well, I went to work for Mr. Merrick in 73.
Okay.
In the early fall of 73. Stayed till about 94, and worked with some awful. We had the dream crew of cowboys, you know, world famous.
Who were they?
Boots O'Neill, Bobby Thompson, Bob Elliott, Wayne Bass, and just Floyd Truman, and we just had a.
That's quite a set of cowboys.
Yeah. It's all career cowboys,
right?
You know, all of them. I learned a lot.
Have you got a good story on Boots?
I do. It's pretty funny.
That's what we want to hear.
I was telling Joe about that the other day. And the time we was out at Logan, New Mexico, at Walt's Ranch out there, and we eat lunch. And Boots was going to take a nap in the pickup outside. And me and Bobby and Mike Luckett went outside, and old Boots was laying down in the pickup with his feet
sticking out the window.
So Bobby got him a feed sack and tied his spurs together and lit that sack. And then he beat on the pickup door, and Boots couldn't get up out there. I mean, that sack was really burning and hollering, fire, fire. And Boots bumped his head on the stern wheel when he got up. God, he got mad at Bobby.
Well, there wasn't no blood shed in that deal, was there?
He stayed mad at him the rest of the cow work up there. They fussed like kids.
Good thing you guys didn't have iPhones back then,
no,
huh?
No, I wish we had them, but we didn't.
But that was good.
I don't have a lot of pictures, and I wish I had.
Now people like my phone. I just noticed yesterday it said iCloud needed updated. There's 7,335 pictures on that thing, and it's crazy because I like pictures and like everybody else. And then so I know we don't want to get too deep into the Merrick deal, but you were around when EasyJet showed up, weren't you?
Yes, sir.
What a horse.
He's
I remember I was just let's see, what was that, in the 80s, wasn't it?
I first seen him in a stall, and I'd never seen a horse with that look that he had.
And what was just it? Just can you describe it?
Oh God, he just like Walt. When Walt walked in the room, he just filled the room up. You know, he just had that deal. Well, that's the way EasyJet was.
Right.
He just awed you.
Right. He was a wonderful horse. I mean, growing up here around Elk City, you know, everybody in the horse industry knew what EasyJet was.
Exactly.
Yeah. And did you ever get to ride him?
No, I wanted to, but I didn't.
I rode
a lot of his coat, though.
Right.
On the ranch, yeah.
So what was your duties on the ranch?
It wasn't a job. It was adventure. Every day was a different adventure,
right?
You know, and a good men to work with, and we just really had fun,
right? Well, when you have good cowboys, because cowboys are just like any other parts of human race. You got your good, the bad, and the ugly.
I don't remember a bad branding or a weaning ship, and I drove the trucks. He bought me a new Peterbilt.
Yeah,
I hauled cattle but Bobby Thompson, he was scared of heights. He didn't like to fly. We used to fly to each ranch in the plane. But I rode with Bobby because he'd haul the horses out, you know, from home here. And he was scared to death of heights. He would not fly. He wouldn't even crawl up on a windmill tower. He said, I seen an old man over at McLean. Said he was so crippled, I think he fell off a windmill. He wouldn't climb up there.
If you guys are just joining me, I have Eddie Cape on the show with me today, and he lives here in Elk City, and he's a cowboy from Western Oklahoma, worked on the Merrick Ranch for 25 years and other things here, and he makes spurs and belt buckles and bits and everything now right here in Elk City at his home. He's in his 82. Yeah, he's 82 years old. He's still in pretty good shape. I'd never want to tangle with a real cowboy because they don't look like they're very stout, but they're meaner than a mountain lion. So anyway, but if you're just joining us, that's who's in the studio with us on this Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Hour today. And we got Boots. Boots still alive, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he's on the 4.6s.
He's 90 years old.
Is he on the 4.6s? And so you've probably been, I know you were on the Merrick Ranch, but have you had any adventures or even visit any of the other big ranches?
Yes, I went to New Mexico just for a couple of years, and with Walt's blessing, and I worked for the Spade Ranch at Tucumcari Carry, and helped the Bell Ranch Cowboys with trade labor like Brandon's, and then I worked for the Mitchell Ranch a little bit west of Logan, New Mexico.
Where's Logan at? Help me out there. There's some.
It's about 20 miles north of Tucumcari.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Right there off
heading
I-40.
Clayton. Yeah.
Clayton there. Yeah, because I've been on, I've been to the Cimarron Ranch, the CS Ranch there in Cimarron, New Mexico. And that's at that time when I went there elk hunting, that was the biggest ranch I'd ever been on in my life, you know. And it's 250,000 acres. You know, they said it's like 60 by 50 miles and just goes forever and ever. But that lady that, owns the Cimarron, and she's still alive today. She's on the board up here for the Cowboy Hall of Fame.
Oh, really?
And
her name ain't Linda, is it?
I think so, yeah.
I know her.
Yes.
I know her.
What a wonderful.
I work for her brother, Mitchell.
Yeah, okay.
On the Mitchell Ranch.
Okay.
There was 164,000 acres in their ranch.
Right.
It was. You ever heard of Mosquero, New Mexico?
I've heard the name. I don't.
That's where that ranch was.
Well, it's really, the ranch history is so amazing
too.
to me. And
it was settled in 1883, when it first started.
Well, she was standing out there when I got back from hunting one day, and she, you know who she reminds me of? If people want to just compare this ranch lady to somebody, Miss Ellie on Dallas.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
just a wonderful person.
Yeah.
And when she speaks, everybody listens.
Yeah, I've met. She is was Al Mitchell's sister.
Okay.
And she married, and they started around Angel Fire.
Yeah,
they bought a lot of land right in there.
And then, her dad's the one that got this ranch and it carried on in the family. It's pretty crazy, the ranch history.
Yeah.
But I went over there and talked to her, and she just talked to me just like normal, just me and you sitting there talking.
Her last name is Davis. Now.
Yeah, that's it.
Linda Davis.
Yeah, and she was sitting there talking, and anyway, I said, how did it come about, this ranch? Well, she said her dad, 23 years old, come out of Iowa. He was a lawyer, gung-ho little lawyer. And he come down here, and he helped settle the land wars in New Mexico back in the 1800s. He was one of them that instigated the deal to get everybody to calm down and quit all this other stuff. And that ranch there was given to him in exchange for his work on that deal. So I just...
Their dad, Al's dad and Linda's dad, he owned the name of the ranch was Tekeskeet Ranch,
right
at the bottom of the hill at Mosquero. Well, he managed the Bell Ranch too.
Yep.
At the same time.
There's some big ranches out there, ain't they?
Well, I worked there until Sherry Mitchell, she got breast cancer and died, and wasn't very old, like 52 or 53. And well, Al went kind of
crazy.
And he was a real good pilot. And he always checked waters either in the helicopter. He had a helicopter or his plane. And he nosed it down. And I left about that time.
Yeah, what a deal. Well, we're going to take an Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association break. OCA is what I call it. When we come back, I'll have your Long Ranger for Northwestern Oklahoma, and I'll have more information on the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We actually close our loans in-house, so we don't rely on an outside source to actually close or handle any of the signing of our documents. Most importantly, when dealing with a local bank, you're dealing with local people that are familiar with the area that you can always pick up the phone and call. We take pride in making sure we always return a phone call. Getting back in touch with the person over a phone call is very important to us. I'm Joe Shepherd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with Hi-Pro. For High Pro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock, and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done. Every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Mickey asked the questions. He wants to make sure things were properly insured as far as values, not to be too high necessarily. You know, a lot of people are probably going to try to get them on up there where the premium's higher, and Mickey wasn't that way. He wanted real values, didn't want me paying any more premium than I needed to pay, but wanted me properly insured. If you start missing things by $1,000 or $10,000, that adds up in a hurry. Either you'll be underinsured and you'll be disappointed, or you're going to be overinsured and paying too much premium anyways. And Mickey made it a point that we nailed it on the head on every little last piece that I had. He took the time to do that. He made sure it was right. My name's Bandy Silk. My family and I farm and ranch in the Delhi community. I'm a fifth-generation farmer and rancher. I'm glad I've contacted Mickey Lively for my insurance needs.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Get on up in a yee-yee for Jimmy's great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, April 24th. 2,476 head were sold. 9 head of steers at 295 brought 306. 10 at 674 brought 221.75. 8 at 722 brought 195.50. 23 at 772 brought 194.50. 16 at 808 brought 194.50. 33 at 957 brought 183. 130 at 961 brought 182.75. 3 head of heifers at 428 brought 221. 10 at 581 brought 215. 4 at 661 brought 177. 20 at 693 brought 182. 7 at 719 brought 181. 13 at 790 brought 175. 8 at 916 brought 171. Butcher cows were 64 to 107. Butcher bulls brought 65 to 135. Pairs were 1625 to 2275. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction X is 71 Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. to consign. Call old Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. That's a 580-497-6095.
SEI Agritech in Elk City is now an Oklahoma authorized distributor for Avanta Seeds, offering Avanta Seed in corn, forage sorghum, and milo. Advanta Seeds is focused on sustainable agriculture and providing farmers with quality seed. Advanta is now offering 0% financing through December 2023. So stop by SEI Agritech on South Randall or give Kent a call at 580-225-0317 for more details on Advanta Seeds. The future begins with a seed.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Welcome back to the OCA Hour, Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, all hour long. I have picked Camargo, Oklahoma for your northwestern Oklahoma and northeastern Texas panhandle forecast. So, 63 degrees, dew points 28, humidity's 26, 24-hour rainfall is zero. The winds are out of the east-southeast at 4 miles an hour. Just a beautiful day up there. Sunrise at 6:46 a.m. Sunset is at 8:24 tonight. Today, sunny, 72. Tomorrow, partly sunny, 74. No wind still. Tomorrow night, you got a 20% slight chance of thunderstorms. Wednesday, 20% slight chance of thunderstorms. Still not a lot of wind, 75 degrees. Thursday, chance of thunderstorms, 40%. South winds, 18 miles an hour. Wind goes up to 25 and 83. 88 Friday, mostly sunny. It's coming in. The heat's coming back, but it's not supposed to last too long. Well, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is a member-led and member-driven organization and provides legislative representation to protect things like your farms, sales tax exemption, water rights, and property rights. Up to $10,000 theft reward program to assist in gathering information if you experience livestock theft. In-person and virtual producer education, Beef Direct Sales list that connects consumers with OCA members marketing beef. Monthly issue of the Cowman magazine. If you guys have never been a member, the Cowman magazine alone is worth it. It's one of the best magazines I get every month. It's crazy. And weekly email updates and issues videos for just $100 a year. you can experience all those member benefits and so much more. That's less than $2 a week or a little over $8 a month to have an association that's working full-time to represent you and to help protect your way of life. For more information, go to www.okcattlemen.com. That's E in it, not A, .org, or call Miss Lori at 580-273-5137. 580-273-5137 to be a member of a great organization, Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Well, in the studio with me today is Mr. Eddie Cape. He's a cowboy, entrepreneur. So during the break, I was asking him, when he was up in New Mexico, up in the mountains and stuff, if he ever come across a cattle thief. Well, he didn't. But in return, I got a better story. So tell everybody about when you guys were moving cattle across the highway. This is awesome. This is Jimmy Clark stuff.
Yeah, he didn't. He just jumped out of his truck, and I know what y'all want.
Well, no, you got to start tell the whole story. You were moving cattle across because they didn't hear that when you tell them.
Yeah. Well, we moved some heifers, 300 head, across the highway. There are five of us. And we took them to the water, and we was riding back. We was crossing the highway, and we seen this Budweiser truck coming. And he was a long ways off, but we waited on him. We blocked the highway. He didn't say a word. He got up there to the horses. He said, "I know what y'all want," and he got in his truck and gave us a case of beer.
Ah, that's some good stuff. Yeah, that's the cowboy lay.
We let him pass.
Yeah, because how far was it to a town where you could get beer?
Yeah.
How far was it to the nearest town that you could get beer?
There's Pat's Bar on top of the David's Mountain. They call it David's Hill. It's about 10 miles from the ranch.
I got you. That wasn't too bad.
Up on the hill, huh?
Unless you had to ride a horse.
Yeah.
So there wasn't ever any good bar fights in there, was there?
Old Pat's Bar, that was a pretty decent place.
Well, that's not, yeah, what Mesa is that? I think I've seen.
They call it David Hill. You come out of Logan on the highway and you're on the flats, and then you start up this hill with Mosquero's up on top. There's
right.
A school and a church and everything up there in a little grocery store.
I got you.
But it ain't very big.
No.
But
he
imported his bar out of England. And sure did, and it had bullet holes in it too.
Really?
It had it so long. Yeah.
That wasn't on
I don't
the.
I don't know if that's real or fake. But.
Was that on the like for the movie that John Wayne was in?
Yeah. When, probably.
Yeah. And when he had Billy the Kid.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, there's Well, you got through cowboying. You finally gave it up, huh?
Well, I drove a truck for years. That's how I met Walter. I was on Milo Harvest at Goliad, Texas in 1973 in the fall, early fall. They was cutting Milo down there. And he called me. We'd haul them the Milo to Houston, a load a day, three of us. And we'd load in the field. And then we had a room rented at a little old motel, but they didn't have phones in the room. Well, the owner of the motel come back and he said, "Eddie, you got a phone call in the office." And I went up there and thought it was, I didn't know who it could be, my boss maybe or something.
Well, it wasn't telemarketers back then.
There was no cell phones.
No.
Well, I picked up the phone. He said, "Is this Eddie?" And I said, "Yes." And he said, "This is Walt Merrick." I said, "I'm in Ruidoso right now, but I'll be home Saturday." That was like on a Wednesday or a Thursday, I forget now which. And we was done loaded that day, and just waiting until it got night, because we was overloaded. Anyway, he said, "Would you be interested in helping take over a ranch in Kansas for me?" I said, "Well, I've never worked on a ranch, you know, and I drove a truck since I was 18. And he said, "Well, I'll help you if you'll go to work. My son's up there now, but he just not doing good, you know, with it." And so I made a deal with him. He said, "Can you meet me at Sarah on Saturday morning?" I had six kids, me and my wife. And so
Where did you guys live at the time?
Chickasha.
Chickasha,
I
okay.
I was born and raised in Chickasha.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, how did he come across your name?
I never asked him. Never did.
Didn't care, did you?
I pulled up at the ranch and had to find directions to it. Right after he built the new place that
right.
was there, you know. And I pulled up in front of the office there and had a 57 Chevrolet station wagon. Six kids in it, and my wife, and the old John Webb. He was the stud manager then, and he said, "Can I help you?" And I said, "Well, I'm supposed to meet Mr. Merrick up here this morning." And he said, "Well, he got in kind of late last night. He'll be out in a little bit." Well, his bedroom door slid open. He said, "Eddie, get them kids and your wife out of the car, and y'all come in. Tina will fix them some breakfast." And we did, and that's how
history from there on.
That's how it started, yeah.
What awesome.
Went to work and didn't pay much in them days, $400 a month and everything furnished, but it was good.
It was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Money
and
went
I stayed up there.
Money went further back then.
I stayed up there 2 years and kinda learned the ropes, and I didn't even know how to put a bit in a horse's mouth until I went to work.
And now you're building them.
He didn't show me. I just watched him. And, he moved me. He called me one time and said, "Eddie, you want Red Rock?" One of his best ranges. I said, "Heck yeah." So he moved me down there, and I stayed there 16 years. And
hello?
16 years.
That's a pretty good haul.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Every month, I hauled all the cattle, all the hay from Roswell. And he bought me a new truck, and every month I made $12.50 a month then, and everything furnished wages. And he'd come up every month and give me like $1,000 for driving the truck. He said, "I don't ever want you to run out of money on the road and stuff." And he done that every month, just cash out of his billfold.
Now $1,000 won't even fill a truck up.
I know. Yeah.
So yeah. That was good time. That's good memories. Yeah. And did your wife ever say anything to you about what you guys were doing?
No, not really.
No.
And
are there any of the kids in the business today, or what did they all go do?
Yeah, most of them went to the oil field.
Right.
All but one, Tommy. He got up horses for Walter and was making a good jockey, but he got with the wrong crowd in Ruidosa and
right.
got kind of messed up.
Yep.
Him and some more.
So, well, it sounds like you had a good life on the on the Merritt Ranch.
Yeah.
And there's still quite a few of them around.
Rode some good horses.
So how was it learning how to rope? If you were a truck driver and you went to roping, how was that?
Yeah, I went.
Is that where
California.
Boots came in?
I made my first trip to California. I was 18 years old in a big truck. I loaded my load at Tulia, Texas, and went to Brawley, California, feed yard with it.
Right.
Me and a friend went in another truck. Just kids. And that started it. And then Vietnam come along, and I got a call from a friend, Howard McCormick. He bought a company. I mean, he bought 25 new trucks to haul bombs. McAllister to Bremerton, Washington.
Yeah.
And I hauled about 9 or 10 trips of bombs. And they'd just take them off the truck and put them on the ship. And
adios, over to Vietnam.
And the empty crates would come back to Long Beach. And I'd have to go down from there and the last load, pick up crates.
Bring them back to
Beach.
McAllister.
I don't know why they didn't come to Bremerton.
Huh.
The empty ones.
Did you haul them back to McAllister?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you were just round tripping it, wasn't you?
Had to run double, though, on the bombs. Had to leave someone in the truck at all times.
Right.
You couldn't go in a restaurant and eat together. You just take turns eating. It was good. It paid really well.
Right.
We had a telegram. The scales couldn't bother us or nothing. We had a telegram by Secretary of Defense, Robert McNamara, just show that to them. And
Lou.
They didn't say nothing. They just said go.
Well, let's take a break real quick. And when we come back, I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast with you, for you. And then we'll finish up. And we need to talk about spurs, belt buckles, bits. What else you make?
That's about it.
All right. So anyway, we'll be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Wouldn't it be great to partner with a feed company that knows all about the cattle industry? A company that owns and raises cattle themselves? A company that knows the blood, sweat, and tears you put into the operation every day? That company is Hobart Farm and Garden. They are your local high-pro feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, and sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
Your tractor has a flat tire out in the field, or you're on a construction site and your truck tire is flat. So you call down to Blair. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They come to you. Blair Tire and Feed has 8 people who work like dogs to take care of you. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed. They're at the corner of Highway 283 and 19. For on-site tire service, call 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
A humming now. Once again, a good afternoon to all of Jimmy's great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, April 21st. 1,386 head were sold. 6 head of steers at 203 brought 295.50. 5 at 383 brought 280. 8 at 496 brought 230. 14 at 576 brought 234. 4 at 595 brought 210. 11 at 619 brought 233. 10 at 849 brought 190. 4 head of heifers at 258 brought 274. 7 at 394 brought 248. 5 at 481 brought 226. 20 at 522 brought 217. 5 at 587 brought 213. 6 at 598 brought 210. 39 at 629 brought 204.50. Butcher cows were 64 to 107. Butcher bulls brought 55 to 121. Bred cows were 835 to 1500. Pairs brought 525 to 2275. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
It's going to be great. Okay, here we go. Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger Forecast. I've picked the big town of Mangum, Oklahoma. Currently at 69 degrees. Dew point's 29. Humidity's 22. No rainfall in the last 24 hours. Southeast winds at 7 miles an hour. Sunrise 6:48, sunset 8:22. Today sunny 75, tomorrow partly sunny and 78. Slight chance of storms tomorrow night 20%, 30% Wednesday, 40% Thursday with the temperature going up, 86 degrees. Look out Friday. Winds are going to be out of the southwest to west at 12 to 14 with wind gusts up to 20. It's going to be sunny and hot, 91 degrees. All right, in the studio with me right now is Mr. Eddie Cape. Just an old cowboy. That's what he wants to be known by, is just an old cowboy. He's coming here to tell some of his stories. He worked for Walter Merritt for 25 years and worked on the Mitchell Ranch basically a couple years there. But after your cowboying days, why did you give up cowboying? Age?
I have trouble getting on a horse nowadays. If it wasn't for Justin Akins and Nate Perry, I probably couldn't get on a horse anymore.
So you took up making bits and belt buckles and spurs, and that's kind of I knew who Eddie Cape was, and it just didn't dawn on me. And I seen Miss L- you asked me if she said something, she didn't. I just seen it on social media.
You gotta watch Lori.
Lori Campbell posted on her Facebook page there a couple weeks ago of the boys picking up their spurs.
Yeah,
and I thought, what a cool thing to have on the show. Let's talk spurs, bits, cowboys, old stories, stopping Budweiser trucks in the middle of a highway with 300 head of heifers just to get a case of beer. It don't get any better than that.
Well, thank you. I got a lot of people to thank. My wife, Patsy, she puts up with a lot. And Justin and Katie Akins up at Canadian River Hilton. Matter of fact, I'm going up this weekend, going to start branding, helping him brand. And he's got the hunting lodge and
right.
Nice ranch.
Yeah, Justin's come to our Quail Forever banquet because he's a good guy.
Yeah, he's my best friend.
I got you.
Ever.
And then, so is it an art to make a set of spurs?
Well, I'm not an artist, but I don't make, a lot of spur makers make $1,200, $1,500 spurs. Well, I don't. $800, $900 is the most I ever get. But they put jewels on them, and, well, cowboys don't wear jewelry, you know. I just make cowboy spurs.
Right.
Yeah, rodeo hands. I made Sage Kimsey's first pair of bull riding spurs.
And yeah.
He won 2 world championships riding them until he got rich, and then he got it some more. a lot of people, and I just can't remember them all.
Well, I seen you made some here just recently for Brian Austin and the kiddos.
Yeah, both kids, little
both
girl.
Kids.
And it'll be years before. I said, Brian, these are too big for them babies right now. He said, well, I want to have them when they're grown. Yeah, he paid me up front.
You don't have to worry about Brian. And then
always told me, he said, don't sell a pair unless you'd wear them. I said, Walter, I can't do that. I just can't do that. He helped me on some designs. He said, always leave a flaw in it, like a Navajo rug. They always leave a flaw, only the makers can know where it's at. But nothing's perfect.
Pretty good. Did you ever make Walter some?
Oh, yeah. They put that pair in the Hall of Fame at Amarillo.
Oh, cool. That's where the Quarter Horse Hall of Fame is in Amarillo.
Yeah.
Well, besides Walter and Brian Austin and Lori Campbell's kids and Mr. Kimsey on the bull riding, what famous person, what's the most famous person you ever made a set of spurs?
Well, Joe had me make a pair for Lucas, the great thoroughbred trainer.
And gave
them to him.
Lori Campbell's probably good enough, isn't it?
Yeah, she's a dandy. My books are just full. I've probably made 400 pair of spurs, and some paid and some didn't. I sold an old kid a pair of spurs, made a pair for him, and I called them pony tracks. I put horse tracks on the outside, but he worked at the feed wheeler, and he was a nice looking kid, and he said, Eddie, can I pay you payday? I said, sure. I try to help young people.
Yeah.
I'd ever see him again. 16 years later, they show up in a pawn shop in Cody, Wyoming. My son and daughter lives there. And she called Kelly because they're friends, the lady did that owns the pawn shop. She said, we got a pair of spurs in here, and nobody's ever picked them up, and they got tape on them. She said, that's my father-in-law.
Oh!
And she got them back, and I got them today, and I wear them now.
Well, you've been listening to Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, and I've had Eddie Cape in here today. What a great day to start Monday off with. Anyway, we'll see you guys tomorrow. God bless.
From the biggest stars.
They call me Mr. Misunderstood.
KEZO.
More reassurance for the White House about the banking system. I'm Lisa Brady.